Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. Divisional round weekend almost here. The Bills and Ravens will cap it off Sunday night. 6:30 kickoff. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, will be on with you after the game. What will happen in the game? Simple question. 803-0550, if you want to answer it here with everybody listening all together.
I like the Bills to win the game, Mike.
Do you?
Yeah.
I do too. Because of the one point I keep coming back to, which is I just trust them at this point. And, you know, you would know, it's not common for me to pick against Baltimore. But I am swayed by their failures in the playoffs in previous years. I'm scarred. As somebody that likes to pick Baltimore and has done pretty well doing so over the years, I'm kind of scarred by that. And I will tell you, like, nobody knows what's going to happen, and I certainly don't. And I tend to go back and forth on these picks. Like, if something seems obvious, well, then it's probably wrong to me. But maybe this time it'll be right.
Well,
I think that I've seen them not be at their best too often in the playoffs. If Derrick Henry makes them immune to that, and it settles Jackson and makes Jackson able to do more of his thing like has happened all season. I mean, who would ever have conceived of somebody leading the NFL in yards per attempt and quarterback rating and yards per carry? Like, how does that even make sense?
That's quite a triple crown. Yeah.
So if it's the case that they're just like up to the moment, then maybe they're too good. But on the road and what Allen has been this year himself, the season the Bills have had, I'm not ready to I'm not up for betting against them.
Yeah. The it might be like we started today like with you asking is it really slanted towards Baltimore? Like nationally it feels like, you know, and we can fall into a trap here, I think, in Buffalo. Any place can, but Buffalo certainly has been a fan base. The Bills fan base, I think, has been a fan base that has felt slighted over time. I think they're getting plenty of credit, the team is, these last 5 or 6 years. But over time, like, we were overlooked and neglected. So we're always kind of scratching and clawing for ours. So I think you can kind of lapse into, oh, of course, everybody's picking the other team. Everybody's picking the other team. I have seen, it feels to me, I'm not tracking it, you know, like I don't have a spreadsheet, but it feels like a lot of the same points are being made over and over again by multiple different, you know, analysts on different platforms, different podcasts, like the running game, the difficulty in defending Lamar and Derrick Henry, all of it all together. And plus, you know, Buffalo's own ghosts they've got, McDermott, will he do the right things? I think it's possible that part of what gets me to feeling like it's all groupthink, Baltimore, 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 is that Like, you just said something that tripped the wire for me. Like, if everyone is saying that, then maybe it'll end up being wrong. Like, it's just we're all just on the same train of thought, and it's football. Like, who knows really what's going to happen? I don't know that the people making these points are certain it's going to turn out a certain way or not. But I think it works for me as an observer, as someone who talks about this for a living, to feel like the Bills are being overlooked or ignored in some way. I don't need to have a chip on my shoulder about it. I have no control over anything. But for my headspace, I think it helps to have me. I might be taking everything in without as much objectivity as I might like, because I think it works for me to have Buffalo's offense seem like it's being relatively ignored in the conversation about this game, because everything seems to be about size and strength and Henry, and they're going to just physically grind you up. And I don't know. I all week I've just felt like it's not 1978. You know, I get that that can be a unique challenge, the personnel that Baltimore may present, and the Bills have to counteract it some way by maybe leaving their comfort zone, i.e. playing with three linebackers, which they did a bunch in the meeting eventually against Baltimore back in week 4. And, you know, the game kind of stabilized for them, but score effects, who knows? I mean, Baltimore was way in front and, you know, didn't have to get after it maybe as much. But I'm just going a long way to say, it works for, I think, the Bills fan base. I'll bet it even works for a lot of the players, if not maybe most importantly the quarterback, that their side of this matchup is just sort of, yeah. They're over there. What is McDermott going to do? What are they going to do to slow down this offense of Baltimore? And yeah, I get that question being asked. It should be asked, but it's, to me, dominating the conversation in a way that I don't think is warranted. I think it's, in a way, ignoring a Bills offense that was second in points per game this season. Look, they've had a great offensive year. And no, Allen does not have as spectacular a set of numbers as Jackson has, but he's had an incredible year. And if you've got a game that's hanging in the balance in the fourth quarter, I'm going to feel pretty good. Baltimore should feel good about their guy too. But I've seen Jackson step in it in these moments more than we've seen Allen step in it. And I don't want to ignore that. You know, for all the reputations of McDermott getting tight and he's going to play soft or whatever he's going to do, these tendencies that he's had, Baltimore's had a tendency to sort of step on landmines themselves.
Well, you wonder if the way the Bills season has gone, if they've grown out of that, right? I mean, McDermott in particular, that's always been, it still is, right? It's not decided yet. That's always been one of the hang-ups with looking forward to their season and trying to predict it and can they actually win it, is in the playoffs, will he let it out? And we don't really know yet. I mean, last week was fine. They won going away, and this was not actually put to the test like it was last year against the Chiefs, for instance, in this round. So that probably starts here. 803-0550 for your calls. It is Football Friday, playoff edition. You can see us on our Facebook page today going up until 6 and the Sabres pregame show. Sal coming over at about 5:30. Should we do picks here, maybe?
Do whatever you want.
I'll eat this burrito from Taquito Lindo.
Does not matter to me.
Should I do that as we do picks, or just save the burrito? Eat the burrito, save the burrito.
It seems like eating the burrito during picks would be challenging.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to really do that.
No, I shouldn't have wanted to do the noise I just made at all. Pretending to be eating was probably a poor choice. All right, well, here we go. There are 7 games left in the NFL season. Let's do our picks.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Let's go one by one.
Am I just nervous about the picks? Did it just get really hot in here? Like you brought up picks, and suddenly I feel like a sheen of sweat under my shirt. I think I'm nervous about picks.
There's really no reason to be nervous.
No, I know.
Because you're just going to pick against
would be
me, right?
Stupid, yeah.
Will you necessarily go 4-for-4 against me? Or maybe not? Well,
that's where we're at. I'm down by 5. You said it just now. There's 7 games left. I just don't have a lot of options here. we get to it here. Like I need to go opposite you. Otherwise, I'm just playing for a tie at best. So, all right, let's hear what you're going to do, and then we'll find out what I'm doing.
First game of the weekend tomorrow at 4:30, ESPN and ABC, Houston at Kansas City. The Chiefs favored by 8.5 with a total of 41.5. That's really low for a Chiefs game. You're looking in the 24-16 kind of range here by the odds. I do like the idea of the Texans. I think we have spent, I know, we have spent most of the season waiting for Kansas City to crack, and they never did. And toward the end of the season, I think we mostly decided that they were fine now. And I don't know. Houston was really good against the Chargers. A Chargers team, I thought, that was live to beat Kansas City. So now what? The problem I have with this idea, though, is knowing
Houston's not very good.
Is that the Chiefs? No, it's knowing to respect the value of the bye. And with the Chiefs, they even got the Week 18 break.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Not needing that game. So, in this contest, I'm not sure I'll bet this game, but I'm going to take Kansas City -8.5. I don't love it. I'd love to see him lose, but I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Great place to start. He doesn't love it, folks.
Doesn't love it.
It's a guaranteed win for me. I'll take Houston in the points. I think if this thing were tied, I would take Houston in the points. Because as much, like, all year, I've been kind of down on Houston going all the way back to the summer. They're not on the tier with all the great teams, and it turned out that ended up being correct. So I don't love them. I thought Kansas City, I was saying leading up to the holidays, they'll lose their first playoff game. They've got the look of a team that could lose their first playoff game. And you're right. You just described me to a T, because the holidays came. One of those games was a game against this team, and they just they looked more like Kansas City has looked when they were really on their game. But they're at this point, they're like a college team that's been out for a month after their regular season, and then they're waiting to go play the Insurance Bowl or something. I think they could get off to a slow start in this game, and I'm getting a lot of points, so I like my side. I don't know, you know, obviously we'd all love it if Houston pulled the upset, but I think it's a lot of points for a team that's been dormant for 3 weeks.
Man, it changes the feelings about Bills Ravens so much. It would, depending on who wins that game Saturday, because as well as Sunday could go for the Bills, and they've beaten the Chiefs 4 years in a row, but if you know your reward is going there next week, that's still a lot. I mean, there's still a long way to go, as opposed to being home for the Houston Texans, where you'd be a touchdown favorite probably, injuries notwithstanding. So what a difference.
That's when I'll get nervous.
Is if Kansas City loses?
Yes. That'll just feel like... It changes from, for me anyway, you know, really great team, two great teams, somebody's got to lose, you know, all right, you know, depending on whether there's a smoking gun coaching decision or something, or the refs or whatever, but like you lose, like, all right, I know it's the same round, but that's a great team and somebody had to lose. Like, I don't think I'll be mad, like mad. I'd be frustrated, sad, but mad? Man, you tell me I now have the chance to host Houston in the AFC title game. I'm going to get tight. I don't think the Bills will necessarily get tight over that. Now it feels like you better not lose. Whereas if you got to go to Kansas City, I still don't, you know, you better not lose. I mean, I don't know. It's just different. It changes the equation to me. It's still the same opponents, the same game, same field, same everything. But the reward would mess with my headspace, I think.
If you like the idea of Houston maybe winning tomorrow, you might want to play Bills or Ravens, depending on who you like in the game, to win the whole thing. Because I bet if Houston beats Kansas City, the Bills-Ravens winner becomes the Super Bowl favorite going into next weekend. Assuming, like, Detroit wins, and Detroit-Philadelphia is a pretty close matchup, if that's what we get. Whereas Houston at Buffalo or Houston at Baltimore would not look like that.
Right.
The winner of Bills-Ravens would become the Super Bowl favorite, I think, if the Chiefs lose. Game 2 tomorrow night on Fox, Washington at Detroit. Detroit is favored by 9.5. I will give the points here again. Let's see Washington do it. A little bit like the first game tomorrow. Washington's a nice story. If they can keep it close with Detroit, they've done a great thing. So I'll give Detroit minus 9.5.
I think Detroit is going to blow Washington off the field. I'll take Washington plus the points.
There it is. Okay.
It very much feels to me like good job, Washington. You've had a good year. Maybe a little like Houston last year. Rookie quarterback, big story in the league. Oh, you won a playoff game. Well, look at that. Wow, great. Yeah, no. All right, just calm down. Slow your roll. Detroit is a machine. I think it's a really tough spot for Washington. But, you know, give me the points.
Game 3, play the player. Rams at Eagles. Philadelphia home -6, 3 o'clock Sunday on NBC before the Bills game. I love Philadelphia in this game. I think the Rams are just, you know, mid. And from home against a Vikings team that they had figured out to... all the way out east to Philadelphia, cold weather, short week from a Monday night to an early Sunday. Yeah, I don't love it. Philadelphia is just a very complete team. I'll take the Eagles -6. Fourth playoff meeting all time in both of the NFC matchups. Washington and Detroit, those have all been since the 80s. And then Rams and Eagles. They met once when it was the St. Louis Rams. That might have been an NFC Championship game where St. Louis beat Philadelphia. I think it was. And right before I had landed in New Orleans for the Super Bowl when I was watching the Rams and the Eagles. That was it. And then it was the Patriots over the Rams in the Super Bowl that year, 2001 season. The Eagles lost to the Rams another time in 89. And as you'll remember, they beat the Rams 14-0 in the 1949 playoffs. Philadelphia minus six. You like it too.
I'm not sure. The Eagles can be a little funny still. Like I think most of the year it's been, they're over the through whatever emotional difficulties they were having. Weird stuff with the media and like is the receiver mad? Is this guy mad? Everybody's mad. Is the coach whatever? Weird stuff.
We are reading on the sidelines now.
Yeah. So they're always to me. It's possible that they have a game where you're watching it and just looking at your friends going, what is happening here? Like, why? He's good. What are you doing? And I love Matthew Stafford. We were talking to Sam earlier, and he said, Fangio will take away Puka. Well, Cooper Kupp didn't have a single target last week, so 12 for 180 and three scores for Cooper Kupp. Go Rams. I don't really believe any of this, but I do love Matthew Stafford.
Yes, you do.
But I'll take the Rams and the points.
He's on your non-Buffalo Mount Rushmore of favorites, I think.
I think that's fair.
All sports. Currently,
yeah.
Just current?
Current, yeah. He wouldn't. Elway would take his place.
Really?
Yeah.
You liked Elway more than this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oof. Wow, that's weird. I don't know. I didn't like Elway.
Really?
I didn't like him until he became an executive. And when you've seen how well he's done at that, I grudgingly started to respect him.
Elway was the first guy who didn't play for the Bills. When I was a kid, I liked Roger Staubach and like other guy when I'm a kid. But as somewhat fully functional adult type person watching Elway in the late 80s and 90s, I felt like, boy, I really like this guy, even though he was on the wrong side. So I've always had a warm spot for him.
Fourth game of the weekend, Baltimore at Buffalo, 6:30 Sunday on CBS and WGR. I'm taking the Bills. I've felt that way all week. Just that I trust them a little bit more.
Don't you know Derrick Henry's on the Ravens?
I do know that. Justice Hill is also on the Ravens. Who caught more passes in their first meeting.
Justice Hill's like 4 feet tall. Who cares about stupid little Justice Hill? Derrick Henry.
I see what you're doing. Have you got a Harbaugh rant in you here before the week is out? Or just Justice Hill? More receptions in that first meeting than the receivers and tight ends combined in that game for Baltimore. He had six.
No, I love the Bills in this matchup.
Do you dislike John Harbaugh? I do not dislike John Harbaugh.
No,
You think he's a little bit...
I hate his brother.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's all I got.
Do you think
he's
petty?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. John Harbaugh.
Special teams coach. He's living off some Super Bowl he won with Flacco. I mean, get out of here.
Jeremy Kahn earlier said he just sort of threw it in, like maybe the worst team ever to make a Super Bowl run, that Ravens team.
Right.
I guess I don't think of him like that, but he might be right. So are you on the Bills then?
I'm going to.
Baltimore? You're going opposite on all four?
Yeah.
So that means you have the four road teams.
Yeah,
I'm taking the four home teams.
Seems like a successful plan.
Divisional round history. Oh, I never looked for that one guy who wanted to know about being a home underdog in the playoffs. But I did remember there were two games last week where a home team was a dog and they won both games easily, the Texans and the Rams. So hopefully that was worth something to him. Sal Capaccio coming up Football Friday. Sabres and Penguins tonight downtown, pregame at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.